everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Let's eat better. Let's eat healthier, and let's find simpler ways to do it. Make swaps while you shop, like whole grain bread over white bread. Use crock pots for easier dinners, and let your kids pitch in to make mealtime more fun. Together, we can all take simple steps to eat better and fill half our plates with fruits and veggies. Let's make every breakfast, lunch, and dinner a healthy winner. Get started today with tasty, healthy recipes at shapeyourfutureok.com, a program of TSET.
The Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is proud to be the trusted voice for the Oklahoma cattle industry, working on behalf of cattlemen and cattlewomen at the state capitol to protect and advance the interests of the largest economic segment of agriculture in the state. OCA also works with other cattle producers from around the country through the NCBA to have a voice in national issues in Washington. The vision of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association is to offer leadership that serves, strengthens, and advocates for the Oklahoma cattle industry. For more information about the OCA, check out their website, okcattlemen.org.
All right, welcome back. Markets moved mostly lower today with live cattle trade hovering in a narrowly mixed range. March corn futures about 2 cents higher. Stock markets were higher in live trade. The Dow Jones 155 points higher. NASDAQ up 21 points. In live cattle, narrowly mixed trading ranges have continued in the futures complex despite strong pressure throughout the rest of the livestock market. Prices remain mixed through most of the day but contained in a 20 cent per hundredweight trading range in all nearby contracts. Cash trade remained undeveloped today, although a few token bids slowly trickling into the market. Meanwhile, box beef cutouts today were mixed, 85 cents higher in select and down 5 cents per hundredweight in choice, with light movement of 82 total loads. Over in feeder cattle today, triple-digit losses developed in the feeder cattle contracts, with nearby contracts holding losses of $1 to $1.45 per hundredweight. This pullback in price levels created some increased concerns about follow-through pressure based on increased corn market prices. The focus on readily available cattle numbers, though, throughout the spring and summer, not only depressing price levels, but has eliminated any premium in the market, with January and March futures not trading just pennies apart, while all contracts through May contained a $1 per hundredweight spread. Limited activity, though, expected to be seen throughout most contracts for the rest of the week. Meanwhile, grains were higher today, with corn trade 2 to 3 cents higher as trade bounced back from the selling on Tuesday, moving back towards the middle of the range. Soybean trade was flat to 2 cents higher as support from weather concerns reemerged overnight, with early buying fading yet again. Meal was flat to a dollar higher and oil flat to 10 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 3 to 6 cents higher as trade followed corn higher. The dollar has bounced but faded after the Brexit deal rejection on Tuesday.
That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.